You are listening to KAYR, Astoria Youth Radio, on KMUN, Astoria 91.9, and KTCB, Tillamook 89.5, and on the web at coastradio.org. All right, we are in the studio on a beautiful Sunday evening, as you just heard from the weather. And we have a live guest here today. Two live guests, actually. We have Astronomus Ray and her brother Brutus, of the famed fallen Roman Empire. And of course, as always, we have my best friend Gabe playing the spinning the tracks.
Yep.
We don't spin tracks anymore. So you want to get right into the music, Gabe? You have anything to say?
Not much. No, I'm ready to just dive right into sweet jams.
All right. You want to give some background on the songs, since they're predominantly yours?
Yeah, I've decided that I'm mostly going to play video game soundtracks that I played as a kid. So let's get right into it. We're starting off with Yoshi's Story's intro.
Thank you.
That was Yoshi's Story intro, Donkey Kong Country, Aquatic Ambience, Mega Man Battle Network 5 Depth, and Katamari Damacy, Katamari Star.
That's right, Gabe. I believe you got all those songs right. And like I said, we have a couple of guests here in the studio tonight. We have Astronomus Ray and Brutus, and I wanted to ask them just very briefly to get hype about their songs. A couple of questions. So, Astronomus, what would you say are, like, a couple of your biggest influences or, like, your biggest influence for performing music?
So, for performing music, I think one of my influences is Selena Gomez. I love her music. Ooh. She's amazing. I also like Demi Lovato and Ariana Grande.
Good choices. Any influences for you, Brutus?
My main influences are mostly for performing. I'd probably say like Donald Byrd and then Earl Sweatshirt is my two main influences. So
are they pretty well known?
Donald Byrd, depending on if you listen to kind of jazz fusion, you might recognize his name, but he's kind of an older cat, so he might not be that well known nowadays. But Earl Sweatshirt's more of a well known hip hop artist, contemporary, so yeah. You've probably heard his name pop up here and there.
I know that I haven't. Have you, Gabe?
Yeah, I've heard of Earl Sweatshirt. I've never listened to any of his music, but I've heard of him.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it's good all around. Just to briefly introduce my music, I've had sets planned for weeks on end, and then Gabe and I went to New Mexico, and then just recently, obviously, Chester Bennington of Linkin Park died, so there's no way I can't put Linkin Park songs. So I have continually put back my sets that I really want to do because of cultural, worldly events. So the first song I have is Linkin Park, Cure for the Itch. Let's get into it.
Folks, we have a very special guest for you tonight. I'd like to introduce Mr.
Let's hear it for the great Mr. Han.
And now for a lesson in rhythm management. Let's begin. Now, wasn't that fun? Let's try something else. We'll be right back.
all so clear.
Words were never true. Now I find myself in quiet.
That was Linkin Park, Cure for the Itch, Linkin Park, My December, and Linkin Park, Runaway. And those songs are supposed to flow really well because at the beginning you have no lyrics and then it eventually progresses into full-on screaming, is what I idealized. You are listening to KAYR, Astoria Youth Radio, on Coast Community Radio, also found on the web as a podcast. And up next we have Astronomus Ray and Brutus doing their song. You guys feel ready? You guys feel in the zone?
Yeah, definitely. I'm really excited.
All right, good. Good to hear. All right, well, I'll let you guys take it away.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
I remember syrup sandwiches and cream allowances, finessing with them better than counterfeits. But now I'm counting this Parmesan where my accountant listens. I come down at this. Do say with my bouvet tastes like grooving to the analyst. Girl, I can buy your wealth with my face stuff. I know that it's good. Won't you sit it on my taste buds? I get way too petty. Won't you let me do the extra? Pull up on your buck and break it down. We playing Tetris. AM to the PM, PM to the AM funk. Miss out your per dime, you just hate on funk. If I quit your BM, I still ride Mercedes funk. If I quit this season, I still be the greatest funk. My last stroke just went viral. Right stroke put little baby in a spiral. Soprano C, we like to keep it on the high note. It's levels to it, you and I know. Tell him, be humble, hold up, sit down. Hold up, be humble, hold up, sit down. Be humble, sit down, be humble. Hold up, sit down. Be humble, sit down. Be humble, sit down. Be humble, hold up, sit down. Be humble. Who that thinking that he fronted on the man? Get him off my stage, I'm the same man. Get the off my A, that ain't right. I make a play, messing up your whole life. I'm so, so sick and tired of the Photoshop. Show me something natural like Afro Richard Fry. Show me something natural like A with some stretch marks. Still to take you down right on your mama's cushion polo socks. A, this is way too crazy. A, you do not amazing. A, I blew cool from Macy. A, oh my mama just paid me. A, most of y'all be faking. A, I seem out as bad at A. She elaborated. A, this that great poop on that AV on that TED Talk. Ay, watch my soul speak, you let the meds talk. Ay, if I kill a killer, it won't be the alcohol. Ay, I'm the realest, realest after all. Tell him, be humble, sit down. Be humble, hold up, sit down. Be humble, hold up, sit down. Be humble, hold up. Sit down, hold up, be humble, hold up, sit down. Be humble, hold up, sit down. Be humble, hold up, sit down. Hold up, be humble, sit down. Okay, thank you guys.
Ooh.
That was Kendrick Lamar, Humble.
Good job.
Thank
I'm proud
you.
Of you guys. Thank that you. Was, you guys are on fire. What's
yeah,
the, what?
Great.
What's the song you're doing later in the show?
That is "Congratulations" by Post Malone.
All right, do not touch that dial because that will be coming up in I don't know how many minutes, but it will be coming up later in the show. And so, but yeah, my highest congratulations to you guys and for the next song as well.
You guys did great.
So yeah, well, Gabe and I have a special new segment coming up next. Not live music, not. And music related at all, actually. But we got the Youth Yakety Yak, otherwise known as the YYY, coming up. And we're going to do our first one on our trip in New Mexico. And this is the theme music. All right. Well, it was a long trip, so I had never been on a plane before. Is probably the first thing of note.
Yeah, I was really surprised that Dylan had never been on a plane in his life.
Well, like, I don't know. I don't do much, honestly. Like, go outside of, you know, state and do all this other stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, the plane ride was okay. Ears popped a little bit. Wasn't too bad.
There's a bunch of nice people. There was this guy who offered to pick up all the trash on the plane.
Yeah, and he wasn't even like a flight attendant or anything. He just did it.
That was really cool to see.
Yeah.
Restored my faith in humanity.
I gotta say, Southwest Airlines actually is as good as they say.
Southwest,
they give free drinks and free peanuts, and the peanuts are not stale and bad like people say they are. They're good peanuts. But, yeah. So once we land in New Mexico, you know, we step out of the airplane, the nice, cool airplane, and we are in the dense,
desert.
South deserty heat.
It was.
Pretty much.
It wasn't as hot as I expected it to be. It was mostly just, like, the relentless sun. Like,
oh, yeah, and we're just pasty white, yeah. So we're cooked.
For the most part, like, I could wear jeans and a sweatshirt, but, like, the sun just gets to you after a while. Your skin starts hurting.
I don't know how in the world that you wore jeans and a sweatshirt, because I was in full shorts and a t-shirt.
Yeah, you just get used to the weather, like, the heat.
Well, yeah, the thing is, it's, like, it's a very dry heat in New Mexico, so it doesn't feel like it's 120 degrees, even though it is. But if it were 120 degrees in Astoria, I mean, it would be like an apocalypse here.
Yeah.
But we got 0% humidity in New Mexico, so until later on, until we had a flash flood. But that's later in the story. So the weather is not actually like as debilitating as I thought it would be. But the food is.
It is every single thing in New Mexico has green chili in it. You like not even the fast food. You go to McDonald's and you get green chili on your like burgers and stuff. It's actually crazy.
It's like a cultural like phenomenon there, which is pretty cool. But it's also like it kind of wears on you quickly because they don't have the ability to grow like kale or something like we have in Oregon. You know, like.
It's
what
just,
we're used to.
It's just green chili. That's all you get.
And we went to a few gas stations, and they had the oddest green chili, like, novelty stuff.
Like green chili peanut brittle, green chili coffee, stuff like that. It's crazy.
We were with this one girl, and she was like, it was one of Gabe's cousins, and she was like, Mom, why do we have green chili in everything? I just can't take it anymore, you know? And she was like, we have it in our breakfast cereal and everything. So I was like, yeah, the people down there are, that's all they get, because they can't grow anything else. But we were really tired the first night in, so I think we just went to bed pretty much and unpacked. Next day, I think we went on the tram.
The tram. There's
the godforsaken tram, which I did not like.
I forget where we visited. Albuquerque, right?
Yes. Yes. That was where we went.
And we went up to one of the mountains behind Albuquerque, and we went on this tram, and it starts going up, and then it's like windy. And the tram just, like, stops in mid-ride.
Mid-tram.
And everyone's, like, freaking out. And like
I don't think everybody... I'm freaking out more
Dylan's
than anybody.
Freaking out. I'm freaking out. The guy isn't... The guy who, like, operates the tram isn't exactly calm. And we kind of sit there.
He's on the tram payphone, right? Like, the phone they have in the tram, the corded phone. And he's like, oh, this isn't supposed to be happening, right? I like how we have nice, smooth jazz over this one. We are hanging perilously,
like hundreds of feet off the ground.
1,000 feet. I mean, the trees are like 100 feet, and they look like little specks. We are so far that our ears pop again. Yeah.
And eventually, it gets all fixed out, and we start just sliding backwards at like mach speed.
No, we don't. It was a mach speed.
And
eventually, it was scary though.
Eventually everything like got fixed and we went up on the mountain. It's beautiful up on that mountain and it's got an amazing view. And
oh yeah, and we got to watch the sunset right over
the
countryside.
The one thing I got to say about New Mexico is like everything out there is just beautiful.
And the sun isn't the sun's like red.
It's not red.
Like how it looks here. It's a beautiful land, I gotta say.
Yeah.
I gotta say, all the Marty Robbins songs about going through the Badlands of New Mexico, it's about as beautiful and Wild West as you can possibly get in America nowadays. So
after a few days, we went to Carlsbad Caverns,
which is Carlsbad.
Yeah,
not Carlsbat, which I thought it was the entire time, because in Carlsbad you have the Bat Caverns. So I got confused about that the whole time. Not that it's really important, but yeah, we went to Carlsbad, and we had to speed down there because we were not on time.
we were not on time,
and that's not an admission of guilt of speeding or anything that I just said on the radio, of course. But we were speeding.
Carlsbad Caverns, though, themselves are beautiful. Like, you go down there and it feels like you're in Astoria again because it's just wet.
Oh yeah,
it is
moist
and
100% humidity. It felt just like home. It honestly did.
And we went through, and we had to kind of speed through because my grandma wasn't feeling too good near the end. But it was beautiful down there, and there's all sorts of, like, crazy structures. Like, there's this one room, and it's just giant, and there's a hole in it that, like, goes down.
The bottomless pit.
You call it the bottomless pit, and it just goes down.
And it's
for
bottomless.
Who knows how long.
And I'm surprised anybody was able to excavate that. For, like, the first times in, like, 1900s.
With, like, no light or anything.
Because it's pitch black. It's a cave. Yeah. It's literally a cavern. It's honestly incredible. And that's only one half of Carlsbad in my mind, where you in the day, you go through the caves, but at night when the bats come out...
It is amazing.
I mean, in theory, everyone's sitting around in silence, right? Not everyone's quiet, because there's little kids and people are just loud. But, like, just sitting in silence and then watching... thousands of bats come out of the caves at night,
like
at dusk.
Endless amounts of bats. Like, you think that the bats are done, but then more bats come, and it's crazy.
And they're flying, and they don't just fly out, right? They're flying in like a
counterclockwise
jinx, 1, 2, 3. But it's beautiful.
It was insane. And
those bats have been living there for thousands of years, which is because it's like the same family of bats for who knows how long.
And then after Carlsbad...
And then we camped.
Yeah, we camped. And camping was crazy.
And by the way, I just got to make, like, a public service announcement. Air mattresses don't work in any situation ever, from my experience. They just don't. I don't know what it is about air mattresses, but Gabe and I had air mattresses, and we just flat out slept on some rocks.
The rocks were more comfortable.
They were,
like,
honestly,
much more comfortable.
Yeah. So next day, we get some water. That was a real highlight of the trip, that was. Next day, we wake up, we go to a cafe, and then all of a sudden, two young boys from Oregon, we are like, we are in, like, the South. And we go to a cafe, and there's this lady with just a straight-up Southern accent, and we're like, whoa, man.
It was crazy.
So next destination is White Sands. Next national park.
White Sands was... Like, you get into White Sands, and there's just sand, like, everywhere. And it sounds dumb, but, like...
Good description.
It really is. And it gets everywhere, too, because it's we went at, like, the worst time of year.
Yeah.
And it's just constant wind and constant sand, and you're just getting sand blasted constantly. And, like, your skin is much smoother afterwards, but you're just super sanded.
We were trying to sandboard.
Which barely worked, and Dylan ended up just... crashing into
a
desert fauna.
I was
like, broke his arm off.
I thought I was going off of a jump, right? Like, it's a little ramp. I just fell straight into it, like, full force, and then just fell in, like, a bramble bush and screwed my arm up. White Sands was definitely a low point. But I'll tell you one thing, it makes a shower feel so good. Camping in general, being so sweaty and stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe we shouldn't go into the nitty gritty of camping and this and that. But then we went to, it's not like a national park or anything, but we went to Gabe's cousin's house.
Yeah.
That was an experience in and of itself.
I taught my cousin how to hand whistle.
Yeah, that was good. I'm not even going to attempt it on air. That's pretty good.
Ooh.
I'm surprised you got it that quickly. But yeah, we had like this beatbox whistling circle with Gabe's younger cousin.
He was crazy. He was a cool guy.
He's a talented whistler. I can foresee him becoming a great beatboxer someday.
Shoutouts to Cade.
Shoutouts to everybody.
Shout out to the entire state of New Mexico.
Yeah. And some of Texas.
Yeah.
And El Paso. But yeah, so we showered, this and that. And then this is where the trip starts getting a little, like, hazy in our minds, because we're just traveling, driving and driving. And New Mexico is the fourth largest state in the union, and so it's a lot of driving.
And it's a lot of the same driving, too.
Yeah, it's like only desert.
Well, there's a lot of, like, variation, but it's just mostly desert.
New Mexico is the land of enchantment. And I'll tell you, with the next thing that we did, and this was unplanned by your grandma or any of us, but there was just this convenience store on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a convenience store, like, in the front.
Mm-hmm.
But if you dig a little bit deeper and you go in the back of the convenience store, this man, I don't remember his name, has just a whole, like, zoo. And the whole reason we stopped is we were just driving along and all of us are, like, tired and stuff. And then Gabe is just like, is that a camel? And so we stop along the side of the road, and there's just this massive roadside zoo with tons of animals
like
in
they
it.
Had camels, they had a yak, they had emus, millions of goats.
The youth yakety yak. They had a zebra, right? And just right on the side of the highway.
It was
And the thing is, it's like a storefront, right? But then you go through, like, this gate door, and there's, like, an island back there, like, behind the store.
Of just, like, animals. And they're all, like, roaming free, and none of them have been,
like,
hurt.
He took such good care. None of them were, like, confined or anything.
It was...
I almost brought a tear to my eye, if I were speaking honestly, because it's, like, such good animal care, and it's just, like, it's just beautiful.
It was amazing.
So, I don't know where that is in New Mexico, but if anyone ever goes, I would recommend it.
And then up next was Chaco Canyon.
What about Gusher, though?
Oh, Gusher. We played
favorite game ever.
We played a game with my grandma.
From like the 1950s, 40s?
She had it since she was a kid, and it's called Gusher. And it's probably, like, one of the most fun board games I've played. It's like Monopoly, but, like, a million times better.
But you're drilling for oil, right?
Buy property, and then you drill on the property, and there's, like, pieces in the board that you...
Yeah, like, underneath.
That you hit, and if you drill into your land and you hit a gusher, you get points, and you have to bet on the land, and the betting can get, like, crazy. By the end of it, we were betting, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
But, yeah. Well, next thing up is Chaco Canyon, and this is the big...
This was, like, the highlight of the entire trip.
Well, this is where we're supposed to be stargazing, and we're supposed to be seeing, like, the Milky Way rise over.
Well, it was...
And whatnot.
Chaco Canyon itself is also decent, is, like, actually beautiful.
Yeah.
And we were just in Chaco Canyon, and we waited until night, and we had, like, the most impassioned park ranger ever. He told about how he was
so good.
He told about how he came there as a kid, and he just, like, couldn't stop coming, and he basically just moved there.
The thing about park rangers is that if you're a park ranger, you're supposed to move up to other parks, but he never did. He just was like, I'm gonna stay at Chaco Canyon forever, and he made the experience 10 times what it would have been.
It was amazing.
Because he's so knowledgeable. So, whoever that park ranger is, shout out to him, too.
And then, we got to see the rings of Saturn, we got to see Jupiter, and I think
that's
some
a good
of
metal
moons.
Band. Anyways.
And we got to see, like, globular clusters and, like, twin stars. It was crazy.
And this is all through, like, they have, like, a miniature, like, observatory there.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. It's really good.
We got to see, like, we saw bits of the Milky Way. It was crazy. It was so much stars. We can almost see as many here, but, like, out there, there's just so much more.
Yeah. Because it's just miles away from civilization. So, Gabe, are we going to talk about what happens afterwards, or are we going to leave that?
I think that's the trip. That was the trip for me.
I'll just say one thing, that at one point we were wandering around alone for a little while, and it got a little crazy.
At night. It's fine. We'll keep that for another day.
No kidding. But yeah, we were out there alone for a little while, and that's all that's to be said. So that's our trip in New Mexico. And gosh, what do we even have up next?
We have Sonic Adventure 2 Aquatic Mines coming up next.
All right, let's
and
get right
a nice
into...
good block. The music.
Thank you for listening.
Aquatic mind. Once was a cold pit, but now it's a water ride. Makes you wanna sit back at your be fighting with them foes all the time. But I gotta do it, they always stay out of line. Sometimes I wanna just chill and land. But I'm the protector of the emeralds and gems. Stay knuckled up in a deep cut. I'm seeing skulls that burn, they trying to throw me off. Avoiding my luck, I'm feeling kinda stuck. Don't call me up, give me a box.
it's time to rock with the biggie debug bumble. What about now? It's time to rock with the biggie debug bumble. Bump to the bump to the bump to the bass. Bump to the bump to the bumble. Bump to the bump to the bump to the bass. Bump to the bump to the bumble. Bump to the bump to the bump to the bass. Bump to the bump to the bumble. Bump to the bump to the bump to the bass. Bump to the bump to the bumble. Bump to the boot to the boot to the boot boot. Bump to the bass of the bass bass. Bump to the boot to the boot to the boot. Bump to the bass of the bass bass. Phenomenal phenomenal. Phenomenal phenomenal. This a phenomenal phenomenal. This a man the all of them. Phenomenal phenomenal. Phenomenal phenomenal. This a phenomenal phenomenal. This a man the all of them. Bump to the boot to the bump to the bass. Bump to the boot to the. Bump to the boot to the bump to the bass. Bump to the boot to the. Bump to the boot to the bump to the bass. Bump to the boot to the. Bump to the boot to the bump to the bass. Bump to the boot to the bump. Bump to the bump to the bump to the bass. Bump to the bump to the bump. Bump to the bump to the bump to the bass. Bump to the bump to the bump. Bump to the bump to the bump to the bass. Bump to the bump to the bump. Bump to the bump to the bump to the bass. Bump to the bump to the bump. Bump to the boot to the boot to the boot boot. Bump to the bass to the bass bass. Bump to the boot to the boot to the boot. Bump to the bass to the bass bass. Phenomenal phenomenal. Phenomenal phenomenal. This a phenomenal phenomenal. This a man the all of them. Phenomenal phenomenal. Phenomenal phenomenal. This a phenomenal phenomenal. This a man the all of them. Bump to the boot to the bump to the bass. Bump to the boot to the. Bump to the boot to the bump to the bass. Bump to the boot to the. Bump to the boot to the bump to the bass. Bump to the boot to the. Bump to the boot to the bump to the bass. Bump to the boot to the bump. Bump to the bump to the bump to the bass. Bump to the bump to the bump. Bump to the bump to the bump to the bass. Bump to the bump to the bump. Bump to the bump to the bump to the bass. Bump to the bump to the bump. Bump to the bump to the bump to the bass. Bump to the bump to the bump. Bump to the boot to the boot to the boot boot. Bump to the bass of the bass bass. Bump to the boot to the boot to the boot. Bump to the bass of the bass bass. Phenomenal phenomenal. Phenomenal phenomenal. This a phenomenal phenomenal. This a man the all of them. Phenomenal phenomenal. Phenomenal phenomenal. This a phenomenal phenomenal. This a man the all of them. Bump to the boot to the bump to the bass. Bump to the boot to the. Bump to the boot to the bump to the bass. Bump to the boot to the. Bump to the boot to the bump to the bass. Bump to the boot to the. Bump to the boot to the bump to the bass. Bump to the.
You just heard Aquatic Minds off of Sonic Adventure 2. That's Enough from the Jet Set Radio soundtrack. And Buck Bumble, the intro theme, I believe. And next up we have Astronomus, Ray, and Brutus once more with their second song. And that is, what is it, Astronomus?
Congratulations by Post Malone.
All right. Well, let's get right into it. If you guys are ready.
Okay. My mama calls, see you on TV, sunset it don't change. Ever since we was, I dreamed it all. Ever since I was young, they said I won't be nothing. Now they always say congratulations. Worked so hard, forgot how to vacation. They ain't never had the dedication. People hate and say we changed and look, we made it. Yeah, we made it. They was never friendly, yeah. Now I'm Jenna and Bentley, yeah. And I know it's not dramatic, yeah. But I know how to have it, yeah. For the money, I'm a savage, yeah. I be eating like I had it, yeah. Surrounding 20, yeah. But I didn't have it last year, yeah. Everyone to act like they ain't important, yeah, 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 yeah. But all that mean nothing when I saw my dog, yeah, 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 yeah. Everyone count on me, drop the ball, yeah, yeah. Everyone counts on like I'm at the bottom. Yeah, yeah. If you mess with winning, put your lightest to the sky. How could I make sense when I got millions on my mind? Coming with that fool, I just put it to the side. Falling since a baby, they could see it in my eyes. My mama calls, see you on TV. Sunset, it don't change. Ever since we was young, I dreamed it all. Ever since I was young, they said I wouldn't be nothing. Now they always say congratulations. Worked so hard, forgot how to vacation. They ain't never had the dedication. People hate and say we changed and look, we made it. Yeah, we made it. Woo! Thank you guys so much.
Live in the studio, Astronomus Ray and her brother, I believe, Brutus. All right. Well, that is the bulk of our show with 6 minutes left to go on the clock. And you want to say anything, Gabe? Any thank yous? Shout-outs to New Mexico, the state.
Shout-outs to New Mexico. Shout-outs to Drake.
Yup.
For making me play Buck Bumble. Shout-outs to everyone listening.
And just the biggest thank you to Astronomus, and the biggest thank you to Graham and Elizabeth in the studio, and everyone who supports local music, and my friend Gabe, and my grandmother and my mother, and just everybody. Thank you to everyone who supports us.
And I hope everyone has a good night and a good rest of the day, rest of the week, even.
Rest of your life.
Rest of forever.
I hope everyone's life goes good. And we're going to play you out with Pepsi Man.
Yep.
So
here we go.
Biggest thank yous.